talking high school basketball here yesterday in boys basketball. It was Thayer falling to Salem 59-53. West Plains got beat by Branson 85-67. Van Buren defeated Alton 89-76. It was Bakersfield over Koshkonong 65-35. Eminence beat Ellington 71-46. Mountain Grove beat Kabul 70-44. Paragould beat Batesville 62-43. Melbourne beat Buffalo Island Central 56-34. Osceola got a win over Pocahontas 66-55. Mountain Home beat Van Buren 66-46. And Sloan Hendricks beat Manila 62-58. In girls basketball yesterday, it was the Thayer Lady Bobcats defeating Viola 73-62 for the Lady Cats' 12th consecutive win. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears defeated Ozark Mountain to wrap up the season 63-46. Bakersfield beat Koshkonong 65-37. Couch beat Salem, Missouri 73-51. Spokane beat Dora 53-51. Mountain View, Arkansas beat Highland 45-42. Walnut Ridge beat Corning 48-37. Manila beat Sloan Hendricks 68-61. And it was Mountain Home getting a win over Van Buren 44-25. Today in high school basketball in the Big Springs Conference Tournament, the Koshkonong girls will play Van Buren for consolation. Winona boys play Couch for consolation. The Dora girls play Bakersfield for third place. The Eminence boys play Bakersfield for third place. And the Alton girls play Couch around 3 o'clock for the championship. That game will be here on K-Country 95, followed by the Alton boys playing Van Buren around 4:15 for the championship on K-Country 95 as well. Other than the tournament today in girls basketball, it'll be Houston hosting Ellington. In college baseball yesterday, number 7 Arkansas defeated Oklahoma State 12-2. Missouri fell to Mount Saint Mary 8-5. Arkansas State played Stony Brook for a doubleheader, winning both games. The first one 9-8, then followed that one 4-0. Missouri State beat Louisiana 8-2. Today in college baseball, it'll be number 7 Arkansas playing number 10 TCU in the Shriners Children College Showdown at 7 o'clock. Mizzou will play Mount Saint Mary at Fort Myers, Florida at 3 o'clock, and Missouri State will play Louisiana at 2. This Sunday, Arkansas State will host Stony Brook at 11 o'clock in the morning, and MSU West Plains plays Highland, Kansas Community College at Branson High School at 1 o'clock. Talking about some college basketball here, it's a busy Saturday on the hardwood with several key matchups on tap for regional college basketball programs. The number 21 Arkansas Razorbacks return home to Fayetteville as they look to host the Auburn Tigers in an SEC showdown. The Razorbacks look to protect their home court and continue building momentum in conference play against a physical Auburn squad. The Missouri Tigers are also at home this Saturday as they welcome the Texas Longhorns to Columbia. Missouri will look to take advantage of the home crowd and what shapes up to be a competitive SEC matchup. Up in Springfield, the Missouri State Bears, they host Delaware in a non-conference contest. The Bears aim to stay sharp and defend their home floor as the season continues to unfold. Arkansas State aims to stay sharp and defend their home floor as the season continues to unfold. Arkansas State is back in Jonesboro today, hosting South Alabama in the Sun Belt Conference action. The Red Wolves will look to capitalize on their home court advantage as conference positioning begins to take shape. And closer to home, the Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies will hit the road today as they travel to face the Moberly Area Community College. The Grizzlies look to secure an important conference win in some hostile territory. And to wrap up our sports today, talking about the biggest race in NASCAR, it's set for this Sunday as the Daytona 500 takes the green flag at the Daytona International Speedway in Daytona Beach, Florida. The 500-mile race is 200 laps around the 2.5-mile Super Speedway. It officially kicks off the NASCAR Cup Series season. Start time is set for 2 o'clock, and the race will be nationally televised on Fox. Known as the greatest American race, the Daytona 500 traditionally delivers tight-packed racing, high speeds, and dramatic finishes as drivers battle for one of the sport's most prestigious wins.